أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الملأ من قوم فرعون إن هذا لساحر عليم يريد أن يخرجكم من أرضكم فماذا تأمرون؟ قالوا أرجه وأخاه وأرسل في المدائن حاشرين يأتوك بكل ساحر عليم. وجاء السحرة فرعون قالوا إن لنا لأجرا إن كنا نحن الغالبين. قال نعم وإنكم لمن المقربين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 109 to 114 of Surah Al-A'raf. The discussion yesterday concluded on the fact that when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had gone to Fir'aun, he made it clear he is the Rasul of Allah. Allah has granted him signs. Fir'aun asked for the signs. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam showed him two of the miracles that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon him. One was that of the asa, the stick of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, which he threw and it had become a huge serpent. And secondly, the hand of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, which began to shine, that outshone the sun. Now Fir'aun definitely and his people, his courtiers, the leaders amongst his people were in absolute bewilderment. What is the way forward? And hence the discussion begins between them. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِ فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ. The courtiers, the chiefs from the people of Fir'aun said, إِنَّ هَذَا لَسَاحِرٌ عَلِيمٌ, that this is a knowledgeable, a professional magician. Now there is two things that contradict each other here. One is they alluded to the fact that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is alim, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is knowledgeable, but on the other hand they attributed that to the fact that Musa alayhi salam is a magician, he is a sorcerer. So they had already understood, and from here we also understand, that they knew that this was somewhat different from the sorcery that was in vogue at that time. Sometime in the past we discussed that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants certain Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam mu'jizat. Mu'jiza is a miracle. Ijaz in Arabic is to make somebody else helpless. The mu'jiza of a Nabi will always make the people of his time helpless. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had done this according to the different times. After Musa alayhi salam, if we look at the incident of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, in his time medicine had become popular amongst the people. It was something that people boasted about. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave him that miracle that if he wiped his hand on a person born blind, then that person got sight. So it made them mu'jiz, it made them ajaz. They had this, they were incapable, incapacitated to bring the similar. And here again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does the same with Musa alayhi salam, that sorcery, magic, black magic, all of that was in vogue. It was the order of the day. People boasted, they were proud about it, they had competitions with regards to that. So hence here there is something that they did not understand, or there was something that they were hiding. That on the one hand they're saying he's a sahir, he's like everybody else, but no, alim, he had this knowledge and he was knowledgeable in whatever he was doing. So they knew that this was something different. However, yuridu ay yukhrijakum min ardikum. Now the allegation against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was that he intends that he removes you from your land, the land of Egypt where Pharaoh was ruling. Now this is an allegation against Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, that he wants to remove you from this land. But if we looked at it very carefully in the verses that pass, arsil ma'iya bani Israel, I don't want your land. Send the Banu Israel with me. Let us leave your land. Let us go back to our fatherland. Let us go back to Sham, to Al-Quds, to Palestine. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not ask for any sovereignty of the land. There was absolutely no intention of removing Fir'aun and his people from their own land. And hence this was an allegation. فَمَاذَا تَأْمُرُونَ Then what do you command? In other words, this is a mashwara that is going on. This is a consultation that is going on. So what's the way forward? What's the command? How do we understand now there is a problem here. We understand that our kingdom, our rule, our sovereignty is all at stake. And on the other hand, what is the command? What should we do? So, قَالُوا أَرْجِهْ وَأَخَاهُ وَأَرْسِلْ فِي الْمَدَائِنِ حَاشِرِينَ The courtiers said that number one, أَرْجِهْ وَأَخَاهُ Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, obviously from this ayat we can see that Harun alayhi salatu wasalam was also with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So they said, leave Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam for a while with his brother. In other words, let's not tackle them at this moment. Let's try and get ourselves organized and so that we will take this forward. But wa arsil fil madaini hashirin, and let us send out the army, the people that will make announcements in the various districts of Egypt, of Misr. Ya'tuka bikulli sahirin alim. What their announcement should be, what should they do? They should bring to you all the knowledgeable sahirin, the knowledgeable sorcerers, the magicians, all of them should be brought to you. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cuts off the incident there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes another very important point. Allah ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ All of that was done. The announcers went around. They had brought all the sorcerers that here there is this need, there is a call from Fir'aun that everybody should come together. They all came. وَجَاءَ السَّحَرَةُ فِرْعَوْنَ They all came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالُوا إِنَّ لَنَا لَأَجْرًا إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we say, Allah ta'ala showed how they spilled the beans and how whatever was in their heart all came about. The initial conversation with Fir'aun was simple, that is there any ajr, is there any wage for us if we overcome, if we overpower Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. On the other hand, Fir'aun has a political threat. He is worried about his position, his post, and of course the courtiers. On the other hand, the sahirin, they worried about maal, they worried about dunya, what are they going to get? Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were very clear. وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ Whatever we do not ask for any remuneration whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala is showing now how insan, and this is the things that we need to look into our lives. Am I afraid to lose the power? Am I motivated by material things of this world so that I will do things only for that? These are the lessons that we learn in between. إِن كُنَّا نَحْنُ الْغَالِبِينَ If we overpower Musa alayhi salam, قَالَ نَعَمْ وَإِنَّكُمْ لَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ Fir'aun went one step further, that not only would you be remunerated, but then you will be amongst those who will become the muqarrabin, those who will be placed very close to me. In other words, you will become my favorites. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the very many lessons that we have to learn in our own lives. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.